Taking Stock on News Talk.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.
And we're joined now by Kevin Glynn, co-founder of Butternut Box. Kevin, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Butternut Box, Kevin, is what?
So we are a fresh home cooked dog food company. We are a purely online direct to consumer business, and we have been going just shy of 5 years now. So we are, essentially the way to think about us is we're basically developing a new category in pet food, which is fresh, home cooked, prepared food, which is as if you cooked it at home yourself.
Where'd you get the idea for this?
Yeah, so Butternut all began because of Dave's rescue dog, Rudy, and Dave is the other co-founder. We became friends in kind of previous jobs, but Dave's family rescued their dog called Rudy from a shelter in London called Battersea. And at the time, actually, her name was Snowy because she was found walking around Enfield, abandoned in the snow. She quickly got renamed Rudy, though, because she wouldn't stop farting at home. So Snowy became Rudy, and that very much is how the company narrative is built around Rudy, the famous farting dog. But Dave's family went to the vet, and the vet said, "Do you know a lot of this can be diet related? Why don't you try switching up her diet?" And on the back of that advice, Dave's family pretty much went to the supermarket, picked simple supermarket ingredients, and started cooking fresh at home for Rudy, and served her fresh every single day. Pretty much immediately, her condition improved, so no more farting, but she kept the name, and they never really looked back from there. They cooked fresh for Rudy every single day since that point in time. And then I guess myself and Dave were out having a coffee one day, and Dave told me about the remarkable turnaround that Rudy had had from being on fresh food, and we got really excited about kind of serving more dogs across the UK and further afield. My dog, Ace, at the time back home as well. So we got really excited by the idea. We were kind of into the supermarket straight away. We were looking at pet food on the aisles. We were picking up cans, not really understanding the back of the ingredients. And I guess the fun fact we always use is, in order for a can of chicken to be called kind of wit chicken, it only needs to contain 4%. So none of that really sat right with us. And we left thinking that things could be done better. And we were in Dave's mom's kitchen 2 weeks later, cooking up fresh batches of dog food, eating the chicken dish, the beef dish, the lamb dish, and kind of sending it out to, we had 19 friends and family at the time. So 19 friends and family got the kind of first boxes, and feedback kind of trickled in post that. And everybody was absolutely in love with the food, kind of texting us back saying, "What have you put in this food? My dog's going bananas for it. Can I get another box?" And getting videos.
I mean, it's basically human standard food, really. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. Exactly that, like, so human grade ingredients, and it's as if it's prepared and cooked at home.
Obviously, if you're looking at fresh stuff, it's much more expensive. So just tell us a bit more about the meals that you offer now, how they're presented to the consumer, and what kind of prices we're talking.
Yeah, so basically, like, a customer journey would be, so we're pure online business. Customer come onto our website, and we then have a sign-up wizard. So we ask a couple of questions about your dog. And the reason for that is we work out how many calories your dog needs so that we can recommend a specific portion size for them to keep them at an optimal body condition, because that has been shown to increase the lifespan of your loved ones. So we ask a couple of questions on the sign-up wizard. And then based on that, we recommend a portion size. And then customers can choose between kind of six dishes that we have on offer, and then also kind of a variety of treats and whatnot as well. And then it is kind of regular deliveries. So the first box is a 2 week trial box. And then thereafter that, you can get your delivery every 2, 4, or 6 weeks. And the price will kind of vary depending on the size of your dog. But our average kind of serving size is about £2.20 a day. So broadly in line with the price of a cup of coffee.
Okay. And how many meals are you doing now? How many dogs are you serving?
Since the beginning of Butternut, we've served about 34 million fresh meals now. And this year we will do about 22 million fresh meals delivered all around the UK. I guess that's kind of up from just shy of 12 million last year.
Yeah, so I mean, the scale is pretty amazing, and you've got to that size in kind of this short period of time. Just talk to me a little bit about how you sort of maintain this home-cooked feel that you've spoken about when you're moving to basically this industrial business.
Well, we've never, if anything, we've only consistently tried to better our product. So the quality and ingredients has always remained remain the same. And we've kind of just tried to scale up the exact same processes that we've had in. So the same cooking processes, the same temperatures, and the same kind of like bringing the food down from temperature as well. But the quality and the ingredients have kind of all remained consistent, if not getting better every single year on year. So we've definitely stayed true to the product and the essence of what we're trying to serve to customers all around the UK.
And the trend, I suppose, you're trying to tap into is, I think they call it personification. It's where the dog is kind of seen as, you know, it's another family member. It's like another human member of the family. This seems to be a concept that's kind of taken off.
Yeah, I guess our starting point has never been, our starting point was never like, this is a trend, this is what we should do. Like it always came from like a genuine story that happened to Dave's family. And our belief was that our food could better the lives of dogs. And that's what we wanted to kind of grow into. So I think the general kind of overall market trends that you're seeing is kind of an online trend, a humanization trend, a premiumization trend as well. I think all of these trends have also been accelerated due to COVID and whatnot. But those trends are definitely in the market, and if anything, only really at the beginning, 100%. So yeah, humanization trend, definitely one that we're seeing at the moment too.
Let's talk a little bit more about COVID then. Why in particular has that increased that trend and maybe helped you guys?
Yeah, so specifically on COVID, well, kick it off with where we've been very fortunate in the position that we are. So I would say more luck than skill and fortune from being in kind of the pet food industry and then also being online as well. We know a lot of companies have definitely not been that side of luck, so travel and whatnot. But I guess when we were looking at the kind of trends that we've been seeing, so like I already talked about there, so we had humanization, we had more dog ownership on the rise, and we had online trends on the march as well. I guess due to COVID, we saw a major accelerant of all of those ones. So I guess if you specifically look at online trends are up anywhere from 50 to 80% on a monthly basis, depending on, well, year on year basis, depending on the month that you're looking at. We also saw so many new dogs welcomed into the UK. So that kind of went from anywhere from 10 to 11 million dogs up to 12 and a half million. In the UK alone, there's been 3 million new pets welcomed into the UK as well. So there's been definitely just more dog and pet ownership as a whole. There's been the online trend as well. And then I guess when you think about remote work, there is just more people at home. And our belief is that due to that, you get to spend more time with your loved one. And then as a result of that, the kind of humanization trends accelerates even more so.
Our guest here on News Talk is Kevin Glynn, co-founder of Butternut Box. Just the last thing I want to say to you about the pandemic is a lot of people, as we know, have built up a lot of savings. And I wonder, has that helped as well? Because you mentioned the price is kind of £2.20 a day is on average. You know, it is more expensive than, you know, the traditional tin. But now that people have, you know, a bit more money, or some of them anyway, that probably helps too, right?
Yeah, I think, well, in terms of like disposable income, probably not a lot of people haven't to travel and whatnot. It's definitely been on reduced over the last 18, 24 months, 100%. I guess like our price point, we've always seen it to be in line with premium, other kind of premium canned foods out there as well. So we've tried to be in line with that, providing a better customer experience and a food experience as well. But I would say as a whole, there has been definitely a shift more into the premium end of the market over the last 18 to 24 months.
Yeah, and that would be said by your rivals as well. Mars, for example, which owns Pedigree Chum, as it happened, I was talking to them the very morning that you announced that you just raised £40 million, which takes your total funding raised now to more than £80 million. So what are you going to do with this new money?
So I guess the main focuses for us right now are, so we're definitely looking to scale up the UK business even more. We have just set up a new facility called Rudy's Kitchen up in Doncaster, which has been a big project of ours over the last 18, 24 months. So that has come live, and we're looking basically now to scale up the operation in the UK. We've welcomed 280 new team members up there over the course of the last kind of 12 to 18 months as well. So that's
amazing.
That's fantastic.
They're manufacturing the food, is it?
Yeah, so we are fully vertically integrated direct to consumer. So we will do all the production and the sourcing and whatnot of everything. So yeah, we Welcomed a lot of new team members over the last 24 months, definitely, which has been amazing. Great learning experience as well. So we've thoroughly enjoyed it. And I guess, yeah, UK scaling that up, that's going to be a big focus for us. We're really trying to expand out the offering that we have for our customers as well. So we want to better our proposition. I would say that we're always kind of dissatisfied with the proposition that we're offering. And I say that in the nicest way possible, because we're always trying to make it better. So we're trying to go from 6 meals up to 12 meals. We're going to be expanding out our treat range as well. And then lastly, international expansion. So very delighted to say that this week we are now an Irish and UK company, which is brilliant. Close to my heart, obviously, but definitely close to a lot of the team as well. So that's been a really good launch. And we're very excited and happy that we're delivering boxes now in Ireland. And then later on this year, we are going to be launching Netherlands as well. So an international strategy, definitely on our radar too, over the next kind of 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, and I would have said the US would seem like a good opportunity as well, because a lot of people love their dogs in the US.
There's definitely a lot of dogs in the US. I'd say we'll take it. It's been a part of the conversation, but I think there's a lot to do in UK and Europe for us, and we'll probably look to tackle one market at a time, I would say.
Last thing I want to ask you is, do you have any plans to change the pets you serve? Could you do cats? Could you do, I don't know, agricultural animals? What could you do?
So yeah, I guess cats is always one that we've chatted about as well. I'd say the main focus is for us right now, though, scaling up the UK, increasing the proposition and more products that we have for our the customers and that we serve, which is dogs, and then the international there after that. I think they'll be the key focuses for us now over the next 24, 36 months. And I think the likes of US and cats will put on the back burner for the time being. But listen, we always say never to anything. So we'll keep it on the radar, but definitely trying to stay focused on the core.
Okay, we leave it there. Kevin Glynn, co-founder of Butternut Box, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks very much.
Taking Stock on News Talk.
Thanks to Skillnet Ireland, driving business success through innovative training and upskilling.